Chapter 7. Earthquake. Near the end of my second year on the island, I felt more and more lonely. "I know that I can survive here," I said to my dog one day. "There's enough food and water for both of us, and I'm able to make the things I need. But I want to be with people, too. I want to talk to somebody." My dog put his head on my knees. "Yes, I know I can talk to you," I said as I stroked him. "I'm lucky you're here." Early one morning, I was inside my cave feeling very depressed. "Nobody is going to come and rescue me," I thought. "I'll be here for the rest of my life." I remembered my father saying, "Life at sea is difficult. You must learn a profession." "Oh, why didn't I listen to him?" I cried. Suddenly, the ground began to tremble. It was an earthquake. Some earth fell from the ceiling of the cave. "Come on," I shouted to my dog. "We must get out of here now." We ran outside. The trees moved violently, and some rocks on the hill crashed down into the sea. My dog and I were too frightened to move. When the trembling stopped, I went to look at the cave. "Luckily, the earthquake didn't destroy the cave or my things," I thought. "But what will happen if there's another earthquake?" I must build another home. I must find a good place to build it. About a week after the earthquake, I found a good place for my second home. It was in a pretty valley on the other side of the island. The valley was near a wood that had many orange trees, lime trees, and lemon trees. I made another tent there and built a strong fence. Then I planted little trees all around it. When I finished my work several weeks later, I sat down and looked with satisfaction at my new house. "I'm like the king of a country," I said to my dog. "I've got one home near the beach, and now I also have a country home." My dog and I walked to our cave home. When we arrived, I marked on my calendar the last day of my second year.